The next patient is Antonio Serrano. The last name is S-E-R-R-A-N-O. First name A-N-T-O-N-I-O. Clinical case of a 67-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because it's CKD stage 3A. The patient was recently in the hospital with a severe hyperkalemia. He says that he spent 4 days in the hospital and he was discharged on Kyexalate on a daily basis, period. In reviewing the laboratory, in reviewing the list of the medication, the patient is on lisinopril, 40 milligrams on a daily basis. This could be the explanation for the hyperkalemia. The patient might have some degree of hypoaldosteronism. He is a diabetic, and that is the differential diagnosis, renal tubular acidosis type 4, period. I send a note with the patient for Dr. Smith, the primary care, for her to pay attention to the changes. We are going to stop the lisinopril, continue with the Kyexalate, start the patient on nifedipine ER, 30 milligrams daily basis, and has to be monitored for the potassium and for the creatinine at the Central Florida Frostproof. A note, as I said before, was sent to, with the patient. Period. This patient is a candidate for this SGLT2 inhibitors. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The arterial hypertension is under control, 153 over 75. The changes were made as stated before. Following number. The patient has a history of left hip hilar mass in the left lung that is evaluated by Dr. Wong and followed by Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G, period. This patient had a remote diagnosis of lymphoma in 2009. Following number, hyperuricemia that has been treated with the administration of allopurinol 100. The uric acid continues to be elevated, 8.5 milligrams, and we are going to increase the allopurinol to 300 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of a frontal lobe mass that was excised, period. The primary care is following it, period. Following number. The patient has lost vision in the left eye post-cataract surgery. Following number. The patient has obesity. Following number. Peripheral neuropathy related to diabetes mellitus that is under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Main concern, the presence of hypokalemia. I wrote the instructions in a piece of paper to this patient, and I repeated several times. I repeated the instructions several times. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup with a face-to-face 30 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.